This is David Snyder, Mission Log. With our extensive 4-hour training course complete, we are now ready to set sail into the unknown. It's as if we're diving through the memories of the planet. But we're about to pass from memory into madness. A madness caused by our insatiable need for 33% grade A beef, aka Taco Bell. The acidic compounds in there are off the chart. It's a wonder our bodies can digest it.
Dave, will you shut up? We're about to shrink down into a toilet to blow up a massive piece of shit of your shit. I don't think this deserves the Carl Sagan narration. In fact, what the hell am I even doing here?
Because we needed an explosives expert, and you were the only one we could get at such short notice.
Guys, can we start the mission soon? I gotta go. Gotta go!
Oh, jeez. All right, let's get started. I assume you all have watched the mission briefings?
Yep.
Yeah.
There was more than one?
Yes, Ryan! We all had to watch Fantastic Voyage and The Core in order to familiarize ourselves with what we may encounter down there.
Oh, well, the thing is, I may have only watched that first one.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's it. Well, that means we're all going to sit here and rewatch The Core because someone didn't take their duties responsibly.
Oh, jeez, don't say duty.
In the not-too-distant future, 4 movie fans awaken from a nuclear nightmare, only to discover that the world is a barren, movieless wasteland. However, the destiny of our 4 heroes is not set. A chance discovery in Sector 2, and an unfortunate accident that rips the very soul from one of their own, will lead them down the path of bringing the lost art of cinema back to the wasteland.
Welcome to Apocalypse Video.
A secret government program known as Project Destiny.
We're building a weapon that could generate targeted seismic events.
Designed to use earthquakes to attack our enemies.
I'm getting a seismic reading.
It was a perfect, untraceable weapon.
Destiny is a go.
Until something went wrong.
That's an electrical superstorm.
Popping up all over the world.
I'll put this as simply as I can. Everybody on Earth is dead in a year.
The core of the Earth has stopped spinning.
The spinning core protects us from cosmic radiation.
Without it, radiation will create superstorms. Microwaves will literally cook our planet.
How could this have happened?
It was Project Destiny. We killed the planet.
So, how do we fix it?
We can't. The core is the size of Mars. You're talking about jump-starting a planet.
What if we could?
We're here about your legendary ship.
What would it take to get it in 3 months?
$50 billion.
You take a check?
We need you to control the flow of information.
You want me to hack the planet? I'm gonna need Star Trek tapes and Hot Pockets.
You are good. Is there anything you can't do?
Not that I'm aware of.
You're trying to save the world. It's impossible. I came here to save my wife and children. I just hope I'm brave enough to save 3.
I can't wait to get into an untested ship, go to the center of the Earth, and restart its core with 1,000 megatons of nuclear weapons. Then we outrun the biggest shockwave in history.
Hot damn.
San Francisco is in ruins.
The whole West Coast is out.
And it's decaying faster than we thought.
2, 1.
We're going in.
Whoever goes into the core is not coming back.
Losing oxygen!
Breach!
Yeah! Ah! Gotcha, Johnny. Let's do it.
Woof. All right. That was something watching the core twice within 24 hours. I got to tell you, that takes a toll on you. I'm your host, Dave. I'm joined again by my fellow miners, Michael.
Use our T1 line to look up Sailor Moon crap. You're up for this.
Ryan.
You're dreaming. Nobody controls the net.
I really hope we all got quotes from this same guy.
All right, let's see if we're about to hack the planet. Cody.
Now I'm Apocalypse Boy.
At first, my first idea was maybe, I don't have time for this. I have to get to the White House. That was my other idea.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty good.
Well, so is this the first time for all of us? None of us have seen this?
Okay. I've seen it.
I've descended to the core before.
I thought maybe really? I had seen it, but I didn't. No, I thought I did.
I mean, it's part of what made me suggest. I mean, we're watching this because of the whole poop situation.
Yeah, but, research purposes.
But another reason I was interested in watching it is I remember, like, back in the olden times, watching this with a friend of the show, Eric, like, in high school, just, like, it came on like, Sci-Fi Channel and just, like, being dumbfounded at it for, like, a while and having a fun time watching it and, like, you know, late night making fun of a movie kind of vibe kind of thing. I was curious to see, like, to see it after all these years.
Yeah, did it reach your memory, or did it?
Parts of it. I think, like, you know, whatever, skip to the end of it. I think the first half, like, the kind of, like, getting the team together part of the movie and, like, when they're, like, stuff is happening on Earth is pretty cool. But, yeah, once they start drilling, it starts, you can skip around.
It literally, when are they going to get to the fireworks factory?
Yeah, I'd seen it before. I know I had watched it before, but as you can all imagine, the movie doesn't leave much of an impression because there's really nothing going on or anything
what?
Cool. Or...
What? Well, anything cool, yeah, that's debatable.
There's stuff going on.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
Once they drop the fucking train, once they drop Virgil into the ocean, it's just going straight down and there's nothing happening. It's like, and then at the end, they drop some bombs, cool, and they restart it. And then this movie does
there's
something
people
multiple
dying,
times.
They get stuck and have to go
there's
outside.
There's so many noble like, sacrifices.
Yeah, there's a couple of those. That's true. There's a couple of those. And those are like, those
they get,
are
they
moments
get
the, where
the magma
happen.
Drips land yeah. on them and...
You get yeah. a guy, you get Rich, what's I forget his first name, but Captain mm-hmm. Pike himself mm-hmm. from the Kelvin timeline, like he gets a piece of lava into his brain.
And what's his character name in this movie, Dave, since you remember him so much and you like him so much?
Captain Pike, right?
It's Bob Iverson is the name. Anyways, it's just kind of nothing. It's just kind of nothing for a while there. Well, and I think the movie knows this because there's multiple times where the movie does a really weird fade to black and then it just jumps to a new
that is
scene.
Weird. Or this movie's made
16
to
hours
be
later.
On TV.
That's what I thought too. Like, is this the commercial break? Did they
it totally
leave this in by
is
accident?
The commercial break fade out.
I'm wondering, yeah. I mean, I don't know why I didn't see it. Like, when exactly? I loved all of it. I went and saw every one of these movies, you know. I love Deep Disaster Impact movies. And Armageddon and Day After Tomorrow, was it before or after this? What year was this?
That was a year after, I think.
Okay. Oh, it was after. Okay. Because in my mind, this was like at the tail end of all these.
Well, I think even Day After Tomorrow, in a way, was almost like people were kind of sick of it by then. But that movie did okay, because I think it visually, like, you know, Roland Emmerich.
Way better looking than this movie.
Makes good-looking movies for how crazy they are, you know? Yeah, this is funny. When this started, though, I was like, wow, this got some value going on with this thing. And then, like, it looks worse than, like, Sharknado at points, I think.
It looks bad.
What is it? There's one scene of, like, city destruction. It's not San Francisco.
No, it was...
Is it Rome?
Yeah, Rome.
Rome's the one.
They made that right yeah. before they put the movie out. Like, they were like, we need another one. You know, they were like, yeah. we need to throw this up.
We need another one. How do we get there? I don't know. They all look at the screen and then it says Rome and we'll just zoom in and show it. None of our characters are there, so we don't care about any of this. And and lightning hits the Colosseum so many times it gets electrified and explodes. All right, I guess.
That's crazy. Yeah. I thought maybe I was like, is this going to like reveal like there's like aliens under there or something like that? Or, like,
that would be cool.
That would be something. This movie doesn't have anything. Like... Project Destiny, the Project Destiny shit that they're like, oh, we're pinpoint shooting earthquakes to our enemies. Cut that shit. Destiny is now an alien, and they have to find the aliens that are deep down there.
Well, I
like the idea that like the reveal. I mean, it's like hacky, but I like that the reveal that's like, oh, the American military is the one that caused this problem.
Well, freaking Touch of the Tooch here. You got him like evil from the start, basically. Yes.
He's so good in the...
Oh, yeah.
I
he
like
saved
him
it
this.
For the first half an hour. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. We got Tucci in here. But then it... And then he's kind of just like... And then it was funny that I was just like, oh, he really made himself look like Carl Sagan. And then literally they're like saying it in the movie, you know? I was just like,
like his first time you see him, he's like in all black, like smoking a cigarette.
With the turtleneck,
like,
right?
Mr. Important. It's good. It's good Tooch.
Well, it's you say that there's nothing going on in this movie. There were several times in this movie when I was writing, like, this looks like dog shit. But I have to salute them for going crazy with the concept in terms of, like, okay, all right, I guess we should tell
what
everyone listening
no one's seen this
what
movie.
This movie is about, because no one except us has seen this movie. And maybe the stars of it when they watched it at the premiere, maybe.
I have a couple of ideas about these stars, too, because I am here. I want to talk about them. Go ahead.
It's Dan. An interesting grouping.
It is. Yeah.
So we mentioned Project Destiny earlier. That plays a big part in this movie. It's basically it's the reason everything is happening. As Cody mentioned... Hey, we got word that I forget what they say. Is it the Russians or some other country has
our
developed
enemies
some sort of
is what they say.
Our enemies, yes, have developed some sort of device that lets them trigger earthquakes. We can't let them have this technology. Or like we gotta, you know, it's like Oppenheimer all over again. It's like
the funny thing is like the way they say it too is like they're not even sure they have that tech. They're just like, we have reason to believe
they're developing.
They
it.
May be so we have to.
We have
blow
to
up,
do it, too.
We have to blow up the core.
We can't have someone even worse developing this technology. Yep. So they do it, and evidently that is what causes the break in the... Cody, I might need your help here in science stuff.
there's no break, as far as I know. It's just that it's the process of doing it fucks up the core, the inner and outer core.
The core is
of
like
the planet
an engine.
Earth. We haven't even mentioned the Earth. You know,
the core is like an engine, Dave. And if you throw a wrench into any engine, it'll make it stall.
Yeah. Well, the reason why there's like these weird things that are happening, and it reminds me of the happening a lot in that first chunk, like the way with like the birds and. At first, I'm like,
seeing it's localized. Everybody with a pacemaker,
which
dies.
Is crazy. I'm like, there's a lot of people with pacemakers.
Right. I was so confused.
No, there's like 20 people. 20 people with a pacemaker.
I thought maybe it was an earthquake. There,
it's like a 10 block radius. Like, how many people died, or something like that?
20,
it's like 40 or something.
22 people died inside of like a block or 2 block or 10.
Does that
block radius.
Does that sound right? I don't know. Maybe there's more people. With pacemakers.
Are there that many pacemakers out there? Anyone here pacing?
Not pacing. I like, Ryan, that's where you're like, is this factually
well,
true?
Well, I'm just curious because I'm like, that's a lot of people. Like the way
the rest of this movie is like a lot of science, quote unquote.
Well,
if the core stopped, birds would definitely start just diving into windows.
And that does happen eventually.
That's cool. But I'm like, I'm just saying, like, for this, I was just like, that seems like a lot of people. But maybe it's right. Maybe that I just didn't really realize that I didn't think that many people would have pacemakers.
It's a lot of young people with pacemakers. I would expect a lot more older people with pacemakers.
Well, my friend, a buddy of mine, did a bunch of art. He had one and had to since he was a kid, you know. So I think maybe it is more. I only know one person in my life that has one.
Up
so.
To 3 million Americans live with pacemakers. And
my
this
mom
is back
has
in
one.
The olden days. Oh, most are okay. Older adults. More than 70% of people who get pacemakers are at least 65 years old.
Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. It seemed like a lot at first, you know, because like, at least the way the damage is in that like first scene, because it's like. There's a
see the core. The more you know, bringing out a pacemaker awareness.
Well, just that, and I kind of thought this was kind of fun. It has this really crazy, you know, intro of the movie, like diving into Earth, and then it goes into like really kind of trippy stuff. I'm like, oh man, is this gonna be like 2001 or something?
That
and
intro,
then it
was,
and then it kind of goes all the way, and then it kind of like cuts to like this is the top of like a carousel or something. I'm like, that's kind of funny, I guess, but it's just such a weird idea. But I thought it. The movie, I think, wants to be a few different things, and this is
it cuts to the most mid-2000s Chirons ever. Just the fucking angular, flashy Boston. Oh, it's Trafalgar Square. Oh, bro, it's the worst. It fucking sucks.
The
it
music
looks so
this,
bad. The 2000s aesthetic that's in this movie is dog shit.
Yeah. It's like, I can imagine the director being like to the composer, like, I want it to be, have that real dun 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 energy, but you know, not dun dun dun. So the composer's like, all right. So he turns, I just imagine him turning to his orchestra and just saying, so dun dun dun, guys, we're gonna do that. Or
dun dun dun. You guys wanna go with Pucci?
Because it's so over the top. And just, yeah, like it, the opening, and it. You mentioned the little bits like of text on the screen saying where we are. There's a moment when the movie begins when it says Green World Day. It says what day it is. It's
does,
Green World Day. And I'm thinking to myself, not on Green World Day.
I assumed Green World Day was like a, like this is what they've now called Core Stop Day or something. But maybe Green World Day is a real thing.
I mean, it goes so, it's so ridiculous in the first part. Like when you get the scene of the magnetic fields shifting, and suddenly the shuttle, as it's making its descent, like the coordinates are all off track or whatever. I love it because it cuts back to the surface, and it's opening day at whatever park this is. Like, not opening day. It's like I expected a character to say, it's like, not the children, somebody take the children. Like, it's so exaggerated, it's ridiculous.
I love that. I love that part. I'm like on board with the movie for like until they really start.
Oh man, I was dipping my chips into the nacho cheese that this movie is emitting.
Yeah, like it's I don't know. It's almost like tongue in cheek a little bit, or if, I don't know.
It seemed like a parody in the first part.
It's tough. It's certainly not a Sharknado or something where they're trying to make like a bad movie, but it does.
But
seem
it is a
like
bad movie.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like maybe like there's a vibe that like the actors in here like know.
Well,
what
I think
it
some
is.
Maybe. I think there's a mixture. There's part of me that's like, oh, maybe they think they're being like, some of them are like, oh, we're making kind of like a B movie kind of thing, and we're kind of make this fun. But there's some I don't think so. Like Hilary Swank just won her Oscar like a year before this or whatever, 2 years before. Her first one, and then she's about to win another one a couple years after this. And so it's
for
like,
this? Oh no.
Yeah, for this. And like, I feel like she's like, oh man, like I think she may have been like the first one to come into this or something like that. And
she doesn't have like, they don't let her stand up. She's sitting in the whole movie.
I never,
like, she's sitting
that
in space when you first see
her.
Oh,
they have that kind of shuttle lane. That's one of the things. That's kind of fun. It reminded me of Revenge of the Sith. Remember the opening of that? The shuttle has to land like in the LA River.
I love that, like, there's so many of, like, of course, everything in these movies is happening over major cities. And, like, the idea that, like, we got to land the ship's off course because the Earth isn't rotating. Where are we? We're in L.A.? Oh, no, we're in the Terminator 2 river.
I know. They literally are in a shuttle. They probably just could have, like, went over the city to the desert and landed or something. Like,
I was
like
thinking of
seconds.
Super. Was anyone else thinking of Superman Returns
with
the shuttle coming
with
down
the
to
stadium.
Earth and the baseball game
in the
stadium?
Yeah,
this is before Superman. So Superman Returns was banking on the fact that no one saw the core.
This is
like,
this is
do
before
that.
Revenge of the Sith. So maybe freaking
everyone
saw
ripped
this
movie off.
Everyone stole from the core.
The core makes George Lucas takes
the most likely scenario.
But yeah, that's how you get met Hilary Swank. So I'll talk about the actors in case you don't. There's quite the cast of different.
Aaron Eckhart.
Well, and so I was thinking, do you think he was like eighth choice? How far down the list do you think he was?
Who do you think was first? Who do you think was?
I'm
like
trying to think
like
of who it was at the time, because
Jeff
Goldblum definitely not the guy at that time. You know what I mean?
I think he was. I feel like he kind of was the guy in 2003.
Yeah, I think early mid 2000s was big. Yeah. Eckhart.
No, he was not. Like, he was coming off of
Paycheck.
Aaron Brockovich is probably his biggest movie. Probably before that.
Okay. At this time.
Okay, interesting.
When was the prime Eckhart timeline then?
Like 2008, like maybe.
Yeah, like mid to late 2000s,
maybe,
I'd say.
No. Okay. No, I think.
When was Thank You for Smoking?
That was like 2005 or 6.
Yeah, I was going to say the core might be the kickoff of the Aaron Eckhart era.
Started
it's
the
core
and Aaron Eckhart's career.
Then it's Paycheck, then it's Thank You for Smoking.
That's the
and then
one.
The Black Dahlia. And that, so okay. It might be
Thank You for Smoking, I feel like, is the one that, like, really, really changes the Eckhart
game.
And
then Dark Knight a couple years after that.
And you could really... Oh, Dark Knight, yeah, that is a big one. But you could probably sum up the end of Eckhart's career with one line. Ryan, I think you know the line I'm talking about.
Would have done it in July.
What is this?
That's the cap on Eckhart's career.
What is that?
Sully.
Sully. It's the last line of the movie, which is really, really funny. He has the last line where he goes... anything you would like to say? Because they're in the courtroom, whatever, for the trial of if Sully Sullenberger, you know, should have landed the plane in the river.
First Officer Skiles, is there anything you'd like to add? Anything you would have done differently if you had to do it again?
Yes. I would have done it in July.
And they all like they have a laugh line. It's like stop for applause. Should have done it in July because it was well, cold outside. So he's just...
It's really fitting too because that movie is about landing a plane. You know what I mean?
In the
landing
river.
A shuttle in the river. So again, that's like the perfect summation.
This is
of
where
his
Sully
career.
Sullenberger got the idea. It was the core.
This is Sully, the real life pilot. Was like, wait a minute, I remember
the
core.
The core.
I know how to land this plane.
I truly think this is a compelling indictment of the movie The Core. That even the smallest tangent that could possibly have us talking about a different movie was grabbed onto by everybody. I was like, no, Ryan, tell us the movie. Tell us what happens in this movie. And Ryan just goes, here's the end of the movie. Here's what the movie's about, and it's very funny because of XYZ. That's crazy. That's crazy. But I'd never seen Sully. I'd rather have Ryan right now.
Oh, sorry.
Just tell me the plot of Sully. Oh, I don't care. I'd rather have him walk me through Sully than to think about the second hour of The Core.
You'll Sully.
Only,
it's good.
To be fair, we only set up the first part of The Core so that there was some, like, you know, weapon of mass destruction that the government created, messed up the... But
you
learn
that later.
Guys?
That's the twist.
Yeah,
of what
yeah we don't know
yeah,
this. We just
but
know,
but
like...
Stanley, the Tooch does take out, like, his first thing is taking out a file that says top secret twice on it.
And
oh, my God, that file was so good. He's like... Because they, like, tell him, like... Basically, like, the way we see that is, like, Aaron Eckhart's like, I ran the calculations, and, like, you know how, like, weird stuff... You know all those guys with pacemaker... At the pacemaker convention, everyone dropped dead? And they're like, yeah, like, well, I ran the calculations, and it's like the Oppenheimer scene, yeah. Basically. Like, yeah. Giving it to Einstein, like, I ran the calculations, and...
Maybe no one freaking saw and then, this, too, because there's literally, like, this is the most important thing of science of all time. It's, like, said in this movie. And I was like... And then they were, like, in New Mexico, or at least the...
It was basically,
like,
I was thinking that it's totally... Los Alamos, too, for sure.
but like, I love, though, that, like, Tucci, this, like, the character of this movie is, you know, smoking all black, and he's like, oh, very interesting, whatever, Mr. Eckhart. And then he, like, he walks over and, like, silently is, like, punching in, like, code, like...
See, he knows what movie he's in.
Like, a panel comes out, and it's, like, yeah. Extra classified, do not touch. Yeah.
And then he calls, and he's like, Destiny's caught
It's
up
a red
us.
Phone. He picks up a red phone, and he's like, Destiny is a go, or whatever.
He says Destiny is caught up with us.
That is very spoofy, but it's... I don't think they're going for that.
I truly do not believe that anybody making this movie was like, this is a B movie. This is, like we kind of discussed earlier, this was the prime of disaster movies. Everyone was making them. They're just like, we're going
to
make
I think that's to its benefit, though. I think when you go into it trying hard to make a B movie, you end up with, like, a Sharknado or something.
Yes. I'm just saying I wouldn't give them that awareness. I think they just made a bad movie.
I think maybe Tucci maybe had that vibe, though. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to be kind of cartoony.
But, like, those
scenes... I think
Tucci's
scenes... like that in movies that aren't
cartoony. Actually, you're right. He's like that all the time.
He's just playing... They casted him well is all. That's what happened, Ryan, is they cast one guy right in this movie. Back to your discussion. Why did they cast Aaron Eckhart? I don't know. He is probably 9 down. The fact that he goes Apocalypse Boy, I'm like, sir, you're 34 years old. You are a man. And you're, like, acting like you're a kid with your fucking weird little 2000s hair.
Who do you think would have been, like, good, if he's 9 down, who would have been, like, some of the...
I'm just trying to think of who else. Because Hillary Swank is probably a big get for them, I think.
Yeah.
And then Aaron Eckhart, I think, like, I was just thinking, I'm like, he hasn't really done anything before. And I bet they were going through. And I was thinking of, like, Independence Day. And I was thinking, like, you know, Dante's Peak has Brosnan, you know, Armageddon.
They probably wanted Matt Damon in it.
That's gonna be. I could be that.
Ben Affleck, cool. He crushed Armageddon. Aaron Eckhart's looking a little bit like Matt Damon in this era.
Can you guys imagine the scene with Matt Damon with the peach talking about, so this is the core, this is the thing.
Oh my God,
you
we
know,
have to talk about
pit.
That peach.
I love the I love the trope of like, so Mr. Scientist, what's going on? And then like,
I don't
and then
he explain asks, it to you like you're five.
He asks for like a random thing. Like he's like, yeah. Does anyone have air freshener?
Yeah. Like a can of spray, or whatever.
Does anyone have a can of air freshener? I could explain what's going on if I have a can of air
well,
freshener.
Well, I know, but that was kind of funny at first because he basically explains everything, talking about a peach.
And then he does it again, and you're like, I think we got it.
Well,
we don't need to.
Then he's like,
them.
Now let me do the cool.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Well, that was just so funny. He's like, literally, it's gonna cook the planet, and then it's like, oh, what do
we? And
that
now I'll
look
show
like?
You what that means.
And they like hold it for a long time. It's like,
and yes, like, and it cuts to all the people's faces, like, oh my god.
You know, you see, that's to show that as not just a scientist like Zimsky. He's actually an educator, so he knows how to reach people who don't understand. That's a part of his character. Yeah,
well, I gotta blow some shit up.
It's kind of funny because at first
the,
I was like,
to wake up my audience.
Yeah, like something kind of like interesting will happen with this air. Like maybe it'll like do something.
Maybe there's aliens in the peach.
Well, it'll like react to the peach somehow. You know, you don't expect. You know, kind of thing.
But yeah, it'd be surprising. But it
just torches it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You expect it to be like a shocking thing where like, oh my god, that's what will happen. But it's like, yeah, I expect he's gonna blow fire on this fruit. Oh,
well,
okay,
I didn't even think expect
and now
that.
It's on fire.
It just was like it was just so stupid because I was
no,
kind
of like a it's a Zelda fruit now. It's like one of the like roasted fruit or whatever simmered fruit.
Yeah. I thought maybe it would like do like the skin of the peach would like have a weird reaction or something like you didn't know would really happen and no just
well
just fire.
And this is when the movie gets really crazy because we find out after this it's like well we're gonna have to somehow get down to the because Eckhart lays it all out. He's like we don't have a way to get down to the core to jumpstart the engine so to speak to get everything going again. It's like well. Maybe we do. Cut to commercial. And then we come back from commercial, and I guess Delroy Lindo, who is an actor I love to see.
Yeah, he's great.
He's just been, I guess, building this massive drill to the center of the Earth machine, and he somehow made a new element, unobtainium, that protects them
in
like 9,000 degrees.
James, did everyone else do like the Leo DiCaprio gif pointing it when he said unobtainium?
Well, you'll remember that I said, check out the timestamp, and that's the moment, as they reveal unobtainium. And then, again, James Cameron isn't the first person to come up with unobtainium. Neither was this movie. Unobtainium is a theoretical thing where it's like, oh, what is an element that can't possibly exist? And just sci-fi uses it all the time. They're like, oh, yeah, it's called unobtainium because it's like.
Well, he kind of like says he's like, it's so many, it's like 13 syllables or something.
27 syllables, I believe.
Oh, yeah. And
he
just says, let's just call it unobtainium, whatever. And I was just like, oh, that's. I'm like he explains it just in that two lines, you know, like what. And you're like, oh, that must be what unobtainium is, you know?
I kind of, I'll be honest, I kind of thought the demonstration he did to show how, like, that it could withstand stuff was kind of cool and simple. He's like, they put up all these blocks of, like, concrete or whatever, maybe not concrete, something
and
stronger.
The mouse is fine.
Yeah, they put the mouse inside the little thing, and then it shoots. Oh, that's another thing. He, in addition to building a big train that could go down to the center of the Earth, he's also built a super powerful laser.
Well, he didn't build the train yet. He didn't build Virgil.
He's just building the
laser, whatever they call it, the ultrasonic. Yeah. It's not the impeller.
Did they mention what he had was that intended for in the first place?
No, I think it was just to like go in.
I was just doing it.
Yeah.
You know, just because.
I know. I was just curious if there was like there's plans for something else.
The only thing we can rely on is that Tucci, you know, he stole his research. They had joint research together. He stole it and then ran off and presumably made Project Destiny with it. So they're both like Earth scientists through and through. And Braza, he wanted to just like, he just wanted to get down there, man. He was just about the discovery.
I just wanted to see the geodes.
Yeah, he just wanted to see giant geodes and stuff. Because there's nothing else down there. And I guess he didn't know that.
There's diamonds the size of Connecticut.
Cape Cod, yeah.
Cape Cod, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of. I think that was kind of cool when he was like, yeah, drilling in that rock on the side of the, you know, the little cliff. You know, just like a perfect circle thing. It's fine. That's quite. All this stuff is okay. I think it's a little cheese, but it's good. I think the first chunk of this movie, the setup, is not bad.
Yeah, yeah. And I like they're like, well, how long is it gonna take you to finish it? Like 15 years. Like, what about if you finish it in three months?
Boom. Well, then he's like, it'll cost like $12 billion or something. He's like,
you want a check or card?
Wait, this It's Johnson. Don't mind him. This is the prototype for the cockpit here.
Excuse me, Dr. Brazelton. When do you think the ship will be operational?
When I get my fabrication methods perfected. 12. 10 years. 10 years.
What would it take to get it done in 3 months?
$50 billion.
Will you take a check? Why don't you use a credit card to get miles?
And then everyone in the audience laughs.
I was surprised. I was surprised that wasn't a product placement.
Like, everyone leaves.
I think people are just like, no, I've had enough.
Let's go, honey.
Well, I'm sorry. You watched 45 minutes of the movie. We can't take your. We can't give you your money back.
Let's go watch The Two Towers.
Yeah, what else?
Again.
That was 2003, right?
2002. But it might still be playing when this came out. You never know.
Wait, what month did this come out?
March 28th, 2003.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it would have been. It would be coming up on Return at that point. Or March.
Once again, we are super distracted by the release dates of other movies.
Maybe people were going into other theaters hoping to catch the trailer for Return of the King. Like, well, we could at least watch that again.
Yeah, who else have we got in this? So we have Hilary Swank that sits in chairs. Okay, how about this? Somebody saw The Matrix and was just like, we got to get some of that in here, you know, because we have a DJ Qual shows up who was running the table at this time in Hollywood. Yes. And
he was the first choice for sure.
Yeah, he was definitely. But I think he was probably a last minute thing where we need to get some young energy in here. Let's get some techno and some hackers and.
Yeah.
And internet lingo, you know, it feels very 1993, whatever.
It's interesting because his inclusion, I actually thought, to the movie's credit, kind of made sense initially, because I'm like, oh, it's neat that they're, and it's kind of funny that, like, there's a point in the first 45 minutes where it almost feels like they're, like, Ocean's 11, like, we're getting a team together, you know what I mean? And now we got to get our hacker guy, like, oh, the FBI's busting in on him, like, you know what I mean? It felt like that kind of vibe.
It's
but
funny,
anyway,
too, that, like, the job that he has is, like, you just have to control the entire internet
they turn him into Big Brother. They're like, you're going to become a super censor.
So that there's no panic. And I actually, to the movie's credit, thought that was kind of a fun inclusion, because, like, if you're thinking, if you're in the writer's room and you're like, okay, people are going to go nuts if they find out that the world's going to literally end in a year. Like, we got to control that or there's going to be mass hysteria. So, I actually like that the movie, the writers were like, let's address that
Dave, which writer do you think came up with this? Was it Cooper Lane, who wrote The Core was his first work, and then The Fog was his next?
Or the remake of The Fog, I'm
the
assuming?
The remake of The Fog.
Oh, boy.
Or was it John Rogers, who previously made American Outlaws, made The Core, then wrote Catwoman, then Transformers, and Marry Me?
Oh, so I think maybe him.
Well, maybe I don't have his name, but maybe it was
stellar writers.
Maybe it was the director of The Core, who also directed Entrapment and Copycat, who said, hey, maybe we should address the whole idea of a mass hysteria. Like, maybe they would be doing something about that. I don't know. I just appreciate that someone said, hey, maybe we should address that in the movie. And at the same time, we can get that youth demo that the studio wants us to get. I just saw that movie, The Road Trip, a few days ago with that guy. Let's get him. He can be the hacker, the guy in the chair.
The year before, you know?
Funny because, like, his at that point, once he controls the internet, I assumed that his role was done. I'm like, okay, so he just what else is he gonna have to do in the movie? But they bring him back in the end when they're trying to launch Project Destiny, the thing that started it all. Like, hey, we could use that to end it all. And I thought for sure his role was finished, but they did manage to bring him back at the end. And again, a very light, you know, that they use that character to its full potential.
Yeah, it's very funny, though, seeing at that point them talking about, like, the internet the way they do that. It is in mid to early 90s. It's still when Matrix has already come out years before and is, like, very much ahead of its time as far as the way the internet is concerned.
And at the end, when they show the internet cafe and they all look like people who want to be in the Matrix, like, there is an energy. The 2000s-ness of this movie is palpable, and it is not fun to look back on.
Are those still a thing?
Just thinking about in context of the 2000s, I did look up, like, what was in the theaters, like, with The Core, and the Core was number 2 in the box office when it debuted, and number 1 was It was a movie called Head of State.
Is that a...
the Chris Rock comedy where he's president.
Yeah, the premise is like, what if a black man were the president? Wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah. That paved the way, too.
The movies.
It all goes back to the core. The head of state paved the way for old Obama, you know?
Yeah, and the head of state is somehow the core,
well,
too.
Well, yeah, I was saying, if...
Obama saw that and was like,
hey, wait a minute.
I have an idea.
Well, he was going to go to the core, but he was like, oh, I heard it's bad. I'll go see Chris and head of state.
I'll go see Chris, yeah.
Yeah. So it all leads back to the core.
Agent Cody Bakes was also out, by the way.
Oh, that
so.
Was big, wasn't it? That was a big movie.
It got a sequel.
Anyway.
That has Paul Giamatti in it. He's blue.
No, it
is. That's Mr. That's a
oh,
that's
big.
Movie.
That's big. Yeah, that's
big.
Big
liar
fat liars. Big fat liar.
Yeah. Chicago was out. Was out then.
How much
some
this
good
movie
stuff.
Cost?
Too much.
Yeah, and not enough at the same time.
Yeah.
Too
oh
much,
wow!
And they didn't
85
use it well.
Million.
Where did all that money go?
To the producers.
Well, it's just because like we mentioned the effects earlier. The effects in this movie, I know it's 2003, and this is a rough era for some movies. You know, some movies use CGI well, others way do not. This one is the latter. This, I mean, this looks like PS2 graphics. Like I swear to God,
it's
in the beginning
than,
of the movie,
it looks
when
like
you
PS1.
See, when you see the shuttle in space,
it looks
so bad.
Oh,
I assumed that the movie was about to reveal that they were in a simulator, but I'm like, oh no, this is real.
the lightning is pretty bad, and then like we've talked a little bit about it, but like once they like get into the core and they're driving down, it almost feels like. What you see is like a placeholder for like, okay, we're just going to have some shapes, but we'll put in the real effects later.
It's a nice thought that they're like, okay, you need to have some visuals so you can't see anything. So we'll create these MRI machines or whatever. Like that is an interesting thought, right? To have some visual. Otherwise you are just sitting in a fucking cage in a shipping container. And then you're just like, what's happening? But it feels like they should have just gone one step further and been like, oh yeah, I uploaded, texture packs to the MRI. Like, because it looks like shit. It just doesn't look good.
It's kind of cool. It looks like they're almost they're riding through the tunnels in Matrix too, right? Remember that? It had like
kind of screens
like that, but those were actually tunnels. They weren't like, you know, weren't they old like subway tunnels or something
like
that?
They were like all pipes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time they cut out too, it's just the same like orange goo for the most part. There is that geode bit, which is cool. And that's kind of early enough on. I'm thinking like, okay, so there's going to be like
aliens.
Moments like this throughout. Yeah. Something. Yeah. Like,
monsters or something. Are they going to find Godzilla down there?
Cause that's like a cool moment or, you know, like, and it's a thing where they land
well,
like, wow,
was,
we didn't expect there to be the size of the Grand Canyon.
That is my second to last note that I was like, while I'm watching this, I'm like, okay, I'm following stuff. My second to last, it's like, oh, here we go, big empty space. Where's the giant bugs or something? Like, there's got to be something.
Some bugs
inside
or
of
something.
And they're in a fucking thing. All they have to do is a crystal got stuck in their propeller or their impeller, and they got to saw through half of it.
Isn't
and
it a
just
laser
falls
though?
Out.
It's like this.
Yeah,
is,
they use
yeah.
it's yeah. it's.
It was weird. You get stuck.
The guy gets the molten lava.
It's
kind
of funny because it just looks like a weird like. Cigarette like on like sitting it's just like a, I don't know, it's just weird looking, you
it,
know?
It is well, funny it and like... it's also funny that like the logic of like this thing is can drill through everything when like, oh, we got a little weird rock,
it's stuck inside
get,
of
yeah.
it, we can't turn
get
on
out.
Our lasers.
Yeah, okay, let's go back to drilling through the entire
that was
Earth.
Confusing, but like the conceit of it was kind of fun. Like, oh, I didn't design the thing to float through nothing, through space, like it's empty space.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun that they like the hole they drilled through in lava starts to fall through.
And if
which
this
is
was a better movie,
fun.
If this was a movie such as like, I don't know, Journey to the Center of the Earth, that is where
they're
such
find as Head of State
Roman Atlantis ruins that were like, oh my God, look at this crazy lost world. Oh no, the lava, and then they escape. There'd be something there.
Yeah, like some discovery, a little bit.
Like honestly, the geode set, if that's what you want to call it, it looks awfully like something from like the original series Star Trek.
I was thinking like
so
Lost
bad.
In Space or something. You know?
Yes, it's just like you could see the curtains in the background type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, where did the money go?
It's kind of funny because it's probably unfortunate just what year it kind of like almost like lands because. It's almost like maybe we can do more in CGI because, I mean, because if you think about like Armageddon and stuff was a while, like 5 years before this, and they were still doing a lot of miniature work and everything in that. And that movie looks incredible still today. You know, there's a lot of CGI, but a lot of like the real ship and stuff.
They mix it
is
well.
A mixture
like
of
CG yeah. models stuff.
They're
like
not trying
that,
to do
yeah.
too much yet. You know what I mean? Like they're still it's still halfway old school, and there's
I
like.
Think- Even know. If they had used models. I think that the thing is, the special effects, despite how bad they are, aren't the thing that makes this movie bad.
Yeah.
It's the lack of anything interesting. So it's like, you know, it doesn't matter how cool it looks. If the second half is like, we're just going down. We're just going
you
down.
Honestly,
and
then
every
yeah,
20 minutes,
I mean,
somebody like has to die.
Someone dies. Yeah.
I guess.
That was one thing I was shocked with this movie. Like they their plan is we're going to, because magically this dude's like, I'm going to build a train that can drill down in the center of the earth with this super cool laser technology I've developed on my own because I guess I'm rich. Maybe. I don't know.
They drill down. He's just tinkering in his garage.
He's just tinkering.
Just tinkering.
So their plan is to drill down, drop a bunch of nukes that'll jumpstart the core and make everything normal again. It's like, okay, cool. And I was shocked because I hit the timer on like the DVD or whatever, and it said it was like 45, 50 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, there's an hour and a half left in this movie. Like, how is that possible? And I really think this, and I've been saying this a lot lately. I think if you trimmed a good 30 to 40 minutes from this movie, it would
be a lot
tighter, and you wouldn't have to wait so long to get to those moments of someone making a sacrifice or falling into a geode area or you know stuff like that.
Well,
like,
I think just no one thought of what more to enjoyable. Do once they go into the drill. So there's nothing.
Yeah,
there's nothing. That's the problem. There's a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing to like discover or learn or to like learn, I mean, other than the I guess. But the Tucci's plan is what started the whole thing in the first place.
Well, and they find out like there's I guess like the minor thing where it's like the density is off, so their equations are wrong, so they're gonna not their plan's not gonna work. But then it works.
Yeah. You know?
But they stretch that out somehow to like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
I feel like I'm with you. Like when they start going in, it should almost be like a half hour of that.
Well, and what's even more damning is that because of you know. God bless them for being aware of, oh, if it's this many thousands of miles, it's going to take time. The fact that all this action is happening and then it constantly goes 16 hours later, 12 hours later, and you're like, damn, they've been going straight down for 5 days. And it's like this scene is two minutes later, but in the movie's timeline, it's been a day and a half or whatever. And it's like this momentum is just not happening.
I have to point out there's no obvious bathrooms in this ship.
We've all been thinking.
Well, didn't they say like living quarters at some point when they're talking about the design of the ship?
Maybe, but we sure didn't see them.
We never see that.
We didn't have any scene where people are in their living quarters talking about their hopes and dreams and like why it is they have to save the Earth for themselves personally.
Yeah, there's not really sort of even set up before they start get into it of like what's going on.
They just jump right in, but somehow there's still
Hillary
an hour
Swank
and a half
is,
left
she
in the
is
movie.
Like, you can't see it, but I'm pretty sure she's strapped into that chair.
Yeah,
like she's handcuffed to that chair.
It's a real Dave chair, you know, the toilet's built in.
Now, if I'm going to give the movie a little more credit here, because I was trying to be generous to the movie, there was a couple scenes that I appreciated that I thought were genuinely kind of good and something that I feel like someone actually in this situation would do, where they're talking about the enormity of the situation that they're in. Like Eckhart's talking to the doctor guy. I can't remember his name. Like they're talking about like how crazy it is that we're in this. Yeah, Serge. This crazy that we're in this situation and all that stuff. Like it felt like an actual like they were acting in that scene.
There was one scene where it felt like they were acting.
Yeah, I did like the scene with Bruce Greenwood and Hilary Swank where he's talking about why she's not ready to be a leader.
Yes,
because you have to take, you know, it's like, oh yeah, there's something. There's something.
You practice all you like doesn't mean you're ready to sit in that seat.
So you keep reminding me, sir.
You know, I doubt you're even going to listen to this, but I'm going to give it a shot. Being a leader isn't about ability. It's about responsibility.
Got it, sir.
No, you don't, Beck. I mean, you're not just responsible for making good decisions. You have to be responsible for the bad ones. You gotta be ready to make the shitty call.
What makes you think I'm not?
Because you're so good. You haven't hit anything you couldn't beat. I mean, hell, you were the one who figured out how to save the shuttle. You made me, you made the rest of NASA just look like an ass. It's just that you're used to winning. And you're not really a leader until you've lost.
Bruce Greenwood is broke his back lifting this movie up, because he's one of those actors that's always fun to see, and even if he's in a turd, I feel like he elevates whatever scene he's in a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I really like that scene when they're in the beginning, when they're getting briefed on what's going to happen, and is kind of ship with, you know, is Tucci's calculations right for the nukes or whatever, and he's like, well, it's best guess science, that's all it is, and Bruce Greenwood says, best guess, meaning you have no idea. I like Bruce Greenwood in this movie. He's always one of those reliable, like, character actors.
Yeah, he's been in tons. He's always kind of playing this role a little bit, huh? I mean,
the dad, kind of.
Yeah.
Or the leader, whatever.
He's kind of, yeah, or something like that. Then he dies halfway through. I'm trying to look at other things other than. There has to be another one other than Star Trek, I feel like.
I would love to see Bruce Greenwood, like, go down a list of all the ways he's died in a movie. Like, well, in The Core, I had a piece of lava rock hit me, impale me in the skull, kill me. Star Trek, I had some bugs put into my mouth, and I sold out the Federation unknowingly. Yes. I could go on, but what else? What's your question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's not a bad cast, even though, you know, there's some funny people in there.
Good cast.
Jenkins is in there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jenkins. Jenkins is interesting.
Dick Jenkins, my buddy Dick.
He's got a good mustache. That's how you can tell he's a military guy.
Speaking of that moment, when Eckhart and his buddy Dr. Serge are brought into the military compound, or whatever, like, they don't get any explanation initially as why they're being dragged in there. You would think they'd be scared, but they're like joking, they're talking around, like they almost act like this is shit that happens all the time. And then they realize that they're in a room with a bunch of corpses.
Oh, that's weird.
And suddenly they're like, what's happening?
They're like, wait, do you realize there's a bunch of dead bodies around us? What's going on?
You guys
on?
Are all laughing, joking around. Do you realize where we've just taken you? And that's when they start asking questions.
Pacemakers.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of the plan in general, the mission, the Sunshine movie as well.
Jumpstart the core.
It's very much like Sunshine, yeah.
But why does that one work, I feel like? Like, I just better...
Because it's in space, so you can show stuff. It looks cool. They use
you have a guy that goes crazy.
And it's also...
Is Sunshine a Danny Boyle joint?
Yeah.
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 And it's also not like just a disaster flick. Sunshine is like, it's dark sci-fi almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like... And it has a lot of scenes of people sitting in rooms... stewing on their emotions and their complications and why things aren't working.
If we don't jumpstart the sun, the planet's toast.
But it is the same concept. The sun has stopped. The Earth has stopped. We have to shoot it with nukes to restart it.
Yeah. But then, like, they basically, like, what this movie should have had, in a way, find an alien out there. I mean, it's not an alien, but there's a guy up there.
They discover something weird
that tries to stop them. An unmovable force, like a freaking
make Tucci go crazy. Make Zimsky a bad guy.
Yeah, there's nothing kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was expecting him to like do something.
Yeah, you're expecting anything.
You're expecting the scene when they're in the room with the nukes and you get a guy making shifty eyes. You know what I mean? And the camera leers on him for a second, like, is this, you know what I mean? Where was that scene?
Yeah. And yeah, you guys on something. Where Sunshine runs, it's 107 minutes, by the way, too. That's a quick,
yeah, perfect runtime. What is this? Is this movie like 3 hours?
It's 2:15. It's like, why?
135 minutes.
So, I mean, I'm the one that's always defending a long movie, but this is definitely not one that needs it.
This is a B movie. This should have been 90 minutes
90
to
minutes,
an hour
yeah.
and 45 tops.
Yeah.
But, Sunshine was only a couple years after this. It's nuts. Everyone was kind of on a similar page of like the world, it may end soon. Pre and post 9/11. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
it's wild to think like everything turned out fine.
Everything turned out.
Okay. Yeah, everything worked out normal until we got sucked into this warp into the apocalyptic wasteland.
Do you want to hear a piece of trivia from the Chad DB?
Please.
You mentioned 9/11.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
Well, no, it's so apparently Aaron Eckhart claimed, again, this is from the Chad DB, so take it with a grain of salt.
He could have stopped 9/11 if he was on the plane too.
Aaron Eckhart
in July.
Claimed, He claimed
he would have done 9/11 in July. He would have done a 7/11.
Jesus. Aaron 7/11. Eckhart claimed that he took a role in this picture because the script came to him shortly after 9/11, and he wanted a good paycheck during an uncertain time in the world.
Yeah, that's totally believable. He's like, yeah, I would love to make money because the world's going to hell.
He's like, plus, Damon passed.
Damon passed. Will Smith passed.
Patrick passed. Will Smith passed.
They told me I was like 8th or 9th on the list of guys they were contacting.
But I still got my quote, so I'm cool.
Top
man.
10, baby. How about the top 10?
I mean, like, who else? I mean, you probably shoot for someone like a Tom Hanks, but that's a long run. But maybe like a Russell Crowe at the time, Brad Pitt maybe. Heath Ledger could have been because it was around then.
Yeah,
Heath
but Ledger that might have be jumped the young. Budget up to past 100 mil if you cast someone like Brad Pitt, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's too big to be in this.
But he's eventually in World War Z. It's a similar, it's kind of has like this, not quite like this, but, you know, it's kind of on its level a little bit.
There's more hotness with World War Z because people love that book, though. I feel like no one loved The Core. What is The Core like?
Real quick,
a loose remake of Journey to the Center of the Earth,
and,
I guess.
And loose in the worst ways. Real quick.
I've never seen that.
It's good.
It's fun. Journey to the Center. It's really fun. Either.
You guys should watch it. It's a good flick. It's everything we have a problem with in this movie is not a problem in that movie. But
this is the Frasier one, Brendan Fraser one?
No.
We're talking about earlier than that.
Oh, no, like the 60s movie?
The old one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen this the Fraser one. I just kind of wanted
Brendan Fraser, he also passed on this role.
Yeah, he probably did. Yeah.
Real
quick, because of that, I just kind of like, okay, the movie's called The Core. All right, whatever. As soon as they bring out the nuke train, right, I feel like there's a cooler name for this movie. What about, you know, I mean, the obvious one is Journey to the Center of the Earth. That's what this movie is. That's 100% the plot, but okay. What about The Corient Express, right? Let's say they're going,
oh my
they're going
God.
To the core. Nuclear payload. What do we got? What are better titles?
Well,
for the
I think
nuclear payload.
If,
what?
If they were going to do Journey to the Center of the Earth, it would just be Journey. Or that's what you know.
I think that's the Brendan Fraser one is Journey, and then it's like dot dot dot.
Journey dot.
Or it'd be like.
Well, I think that's the sequel. Like I think the first one was Journey to the Center. The sequel is literally called Journey 2.
Yes, Journey 2, the mysterious
with
island.
The rock.
Yep, you're absolutely
there's a
right.
sequel.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have to go back.
Well, yeah, the sequel has The Rock, which is crazy compared to the first one with Brendan Fraser. It's nuts.
Well, The Rock was falling up. He's like, listen, I was in the second one of Fraser's. I got him. He's doing another one.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Yeah, Scorpion
in the
King.
One.
Yeah. Wow.
Again, getting immediately sidetracked by other movies that have a glimmer of fun anywhere around them.
Yeah, I've never seen the 69. Is that what that says? Or 59?
The original.
59.
Something like that. It's old.
Yeah, I should watch that.
This movie could have alternately been called Tucci Freakout. There's a scene that Tucci has where they start talking about, well, what about Plan C? And Tucci goes insane. This is his Oscar moment. Well, no, what are you going to do this? Like, he goes nuts. It's the moment in the movie like this where someone goes crazy and you have to slap them.
Right, and then that scene ends with them going immediately, cut to black randomly. Okay, now it's on.
Cut to commercial.
Now it's on the surface.
Majority decision. We're going in. Sorry, sir.
Oh, come on, you're a bunch of suicidal morons! What are you, crazy? Plan C? Restart the core somehow? Oh, that's a great idea! That's a brilliant idea! I can't believe I'm stuck in this floating septic tank with you lunatics! You may have nothing to lose. You may have nothing to lose. You may have nothing to lose. But I have my life to lose, thank you very much, while you're up. Now turn it around! He told us to go back, and we're going back! Why? You want to be a hero? You want to be a martyr? What do you want to be? You're out of your mind! Thank you! Turn it around! No, I'm going to die like this! I don't want to die! I don't want to die! I don't want to die like this! If you want to die like this, then... shut up!
I looked something in the Chad Chadopedia that I think I know. I'm gonna just like jerk reaction here, push blame on the fault of this movie being boring, and I'm gonna put it on the director.
Okay.
I looked up his other movies. He hasn't made he hasn't made anything good. He did do a lot of TV. He directed an episode of *Halt and Catch Fire*. That's cool.
Hold on, he did *Entrapment*, which everyone remembers the trailer for because Catherine Zeta-Jones's butt goes under a laser.
Dave, real quick, I have a question for you. Did he direct the trailer, or was that somebody editing together a bunch of boring footage into something
that was
exciting?
A marketing
I'm just curious who you thought was involved in that.
Right, he at least got it on me. Film.
That's a good
okay?
point.
No, he's like Kojima. He's editing his own trailers.
No, he got it.
He's
on...
a visionary. He's like, I know it will sell tickets. The butt.
To be fair, though, that's what anyone remembers from Entrapment, right? The trailer, like where she like goes like under
it's
the
end all be all laser thing.
No, but this is like it's totally his fault. So there's a quote where he was like being asked about like kind of the lack of. Scientific realism in it, like hey, like how do you, you know, why is this like so goofy, or how do you feel about that? And he his response was, no, you don't get it. I was there trying to make it grounded. I had to fight to get rid of dinosaurs, magma walks and spacesuits, bullshit crap sources for the Earth crisis, and a windshield for the ship.
This guy sucks. Shit.
No.
He ruined the movie.
It was in there. You took it out of the script.
It was fucking him.
Dinosaur.
John Emile, like you it fucking sounds like, asshole like piece a... of shit, you stupid bastard.
Doesn't that sound like a list of like Twitter. Literally what we were just saying the movie needed? Like dinosaurs, magma walks.
I was pushing for more screensaver footage.
I can't
footage.
Even imagine that somebody asked him like, oh, what do you think about how it's not scientific? It's like, this movie bends over backwards to try and be scientific. All that fucking 16 hours later, 3 days deep. 5,000. It's fucking nonsense.
That was probably
it
him.
Sucks.
That was probably him trying to like force this into like hard sci-fi or something when like everything else was like, no, this is silliness.
I'm so livid. This. I'm like, yeah, like how, what kind of bastard, what kind of asshole madman director?
I had
like,
to fight to not put
I
in
fight,
dinosaurs.
I fought to not have fun stuff in this movie. I fought to ruin this movie. What other credits, find me quotes of people being like, I tried my damnedest to ruin this movie and it worked. Like, I'm glad he didn't direct a fucking movie again. This guy sucks. All right, hold on. He directed one movie after this, Creation. Anybody watch that?
What is that?
No.
Oh, it's a movie about fucking Charles Darwin. So it's another, like, super serious fucking science movie. This guy sucks. I'm going
to
go out into the
hey,
waste.
But to his credit, he did have butts and lasers. He merged those two things.
I'm not going to give him credit for that. I bet somebody else came up with it. I bet he was like, there's no reason that that should happen.
The poster
which is right.
has
there
the lasers
reason.
In her butt on it. Have you even seen that? Look at the Entrapment poster.
I was trying to make the movie less sexy. But the studio stepped in. They said we need butts and lasers.
No, we need Hillary Swank in a chair. You know?
And isn't it weird that, like, they kiss, like, at the end, like, Hillary Swank and Aaron Eckhart? Like, there's no chemistry between these two.
No, there's totally like, well, I guess we
and
are
it's
the
like,
two
I guess it's
people
the end.
Left
We've
in the movie now.
It. Let's kiss.
We have to kiss.
It's
Let's
fucking...
kiss. Let them
wow,
kiss.
Is there anything you can't do? You can tie a tie. Is there anything you can't do?
Oh, yeah.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Well, right, she was paralyzed 100... from, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh,
100 comedy
bad.
Points to Mike, please.
For, I don't... You know, didn't she, isn't that what Million Dollar Baby's about?
I don't think so, no.
Think well, so. No, she does get paralyzed in the movie. I think she does.
Spoiler alert for Million Dollar Baby. Million Dollar
yeah.
Spoiler alert for Million Dollar Baby, she's dead at the end.
Oh, she's in a coma or something?
She's a
or
vegetable,
she's like in a
yeah.
vegetative state.
Oh, okay.
Oh
yeah.
Jesus
I forgot
Christ,
about that.
You
I forgot
guys.
About that part.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Anyways, no, she does walk in the movie. She
boxes
has the,
for a while.
She has the beat where she's walking around the salt flats, Los Alamos 2. Playing with his MRI stuff, and he's like, oh, excuse me, it's right where I want it. Please don't touch it. And then she fixes it because she's also great at whatever the fuck MRI
She does
machines.
Land the fucking thing in Coruscant, the shuttle.
Yeah, she lands in Coruscant.
Do you think people, I mean, I don't know much about the space shuttle, but I figured it was not really like piloted like a plane. You know what I mean? Like, I thought maybe it was more
it
like...
It is, for sure.
It is piloted like that?
This style of it, yes. The space shuttle like this, that is...
It was?
Yeah. It's,
there's
yeah.
like a thing, like Microsoft Flight Simulator, like...
I figured it was more of just like a computer, you know... It probably is, like, kind of control. But I didn't think someone had, this, like, their hand
they
on the
They use a PS2 Logitech controller.
I figured it's probably all, like, you know, math, basically, you know, to fly that thing.
Yeah.
Well, there's
like,
a point where she starts like writing on the windshield or whatever, like her calculations.
Not like a mechanical thing that's like...
It is basically, the space shuttle is a plane-esque at a certain point. It is just
when it lands. It's just for land.
See, here's the problem, Ryan.
Go ahead, Dave.
This is the same problem that John was bringing to this movie. You're trying to ground it too much.
No, I'm just trying to... I'm learning here. This movie is teaching me stuff. I just never... I don't know. I'm trying to think of like another time I've seen the shuttle in a movie like that's not like the intro of Superman
Apollo 13?
Well, those weren't shuttles.
No, that's not a shuttle.
That's the thing I was going to say is, Ryan, I don't think space movies have existed as much since, like, of the modern space age. Like, we have, you know, Armageddon, and they have those. They have shuttles and all.
They fly those.
They have shuttles, and they also have, like, Lego drill cars, which are very sick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think most space
this
movies
This movie
are
needed
set
shit
older...
like that, because that movie's full of guys like, why do you need a gun in space? Like, throwaway lines and stuff, and, like, funny people doing
fun
things
like
that. Like
that.
It's none of that kind of stuff, you know?
A guy going crazy and shooting a chain gun in space.
There should have been... God, so good. There should have been a guy with Zimsky who was a fucking soldier, and it's like, why do we have him? Like, what's his purpose? And it's like, well, he's representing the military interest since we funded this. And you're like, okay, I guess, whatever. And then he's like, we're gonna do it! And then they have to fucking turn on him, you know? Like, they give... I will say, I did like the moment where Raza is like, oh, we can't eject non-broken cars because... or non-broken pods because that doesn't make any sense. Why would we ever do that? So I have to trip a thing. It's like, okay, that I like that. It follows the logic. Like, no, you would have created this thing, and it's like, because you engineered it well, you have to go outside and do something dangerous to make it work the way you want to work. That's cool. But, yeah, they're... Serge didn't need to die the way Serge died. It's okay that
that was a terrifying thing when they're all watching the video of him getting crushed to death. And it's the same thing. Like, there was a few moments in this movie of unintentional, like, gruesomeness.
I don't think it's
like,
unintentional, Dave. I think it's pretty intentional.
Well, I guess I should say, unexpected, I should say, for me. Unexpected gruesomeness, like, when shit starts happening on Earth, when things are getting worse, like, for instance, like, when the radiation beam, like, when there's a tear in the atmosphere or whatever.
Going through the Golden Gate Bridge.
A literal beam of radiation comes and, like, fries the Golden Gate Bridge. You hear children screaming as cars are roasted and fly off. It's like... what is this doing in the movie?
And it cuts to, like, the implication that beam kept going over San Francisco.
Yes.
And the news report of, like, San Francisco is in ruins.
Like,
I was literally
expecting the next shot to be from T2, where you see people's skin exploding off their skeletons and stuff. Like, what is happening?
I want to see the hacker kid, like, cut to him, like, how are you going to damage control this one, buddy?
That's,
like,
that, I know.
Keep this from getting out on the net.
That's one of the weird...
San Francisco's gone.
That's the thing that, to me, it's like, oh, we have to keep people, you know, you talk about that making sense. And it's like, to a point, but it's...
Well, yeah, to a point.
Like, the television and radio aren't blocked by the internet. So, like, I don't understand what the fuck is going on.
Which are arguably, in 2003, probably the bigger sources of information still,
yeah,
I would
say,
at that time.
Especially according to this movie, where the only people who go to internet cafes are fucking freaks.
People who watch The Matrix one too many times.
Oh, God, that internet cafe at the end of this movie.
I
was going to ask earlier, are those still a thing?
No.
Well,
no,
because we don't need to go somewhere to get the
internet. Not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, some of them exist, but not in other countries.
Yeah, from my understanding, they were pretty popular. I don't even know now, but they were popular longer than they were here in places like some like Asian countries that are pretty densely populated, and like you don't like have space to like have a whole computer rig at home.
Yeah, like
so you like go to the cafe where they like got one for you, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, here in the Wastes, I think I've only like heard of one place that has, you know, the cyber.
Well, the Atomic Cafe.
Yeah, the Atomic
Cafe. We said it exactly at the same time, man.
the only thing, though, it's tough. It's in Bartertown, the Atomic Cafe, and they have a strict dress code policy that if you're not wearing a bucket head, you will be turned away.
Yeah.
You have to be wearing a bucket head.
Yeah. But if you want to get on the apocalyptic internet, you got to do what you got to do.
Apocotube, yeah.
Any other thoughts on the core?
More like the boar.
Oh!
No, I don't even mean that. I think
no, you do.
This movie, yeah, no. I don't have anything to add. I do think, though, like, this movie's I don't want to say it's like fully bad. Like, it's not good, but I think it's, I think that first half is like fun. I think it's fun. And like, the problem is just like, once they get to like the core, you can kind of skip her.
Once the director ruined it.
Yeah. What? And it makes me so mad. We could have had dinosaurs. Dinosaurs.
How about this? What? You watch the first part of this and then you switch it to, Kong versus Godzilla.
I love that.
Where gravity is all weird
when they jump, when they drop in. That's kind of cool. That's
see that movie. That yeah, that part was cool. Stuff.
That was doing stuff. There was stuff to find out, stuff to learn, stuff to you know, crazy, crazy shit to see.
Yeah,
literally, that's the thing. They could, you know, in a weird way, it's almost like they get should have got down to the core, did the thing, and then something. There's another act to happen. You
to
know,
stop
it, like,
them from getting out.
Well, that or maybe, like, they're come back to, like, something else happens.
They come back and it's not Earth. It's, like, a different
planet. Yeah, like,
planet.
Something else
hey
happens.
Thank God.
Fucking Planet of the Apes again. I love that.
Like, there's a black hole in the center of the Earth.
Like, instead of, like, waiting time ends. I don't know. They're yeah. Like, maybe just, there just could have been something like
it's,
that.
It's so, it's such a, like, fucking, just a downbeat of an ending. Like, not even, like, a downer ending. Just, it ends on it's a just, nothing note.
We did it.
That it's, like, we're escaping. Oh man, with all this energy, we're going 440 knots. Like, this will be done in half the time. We're going so fast. And then 16 hours
later. Oh, actually,
later.
We're still 800 feet
it's
later.
It's crazy. It's just so, like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go 16 yeah. hours later. Just cut to them, like, rescuing you. Keep it, this, keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so fucking obnoxious. But then if they did that, they wouldn't have had the scene of DJ Qualls walking on a fucking aircraft carrier in the sun. Sounds stupid. This movie sucks.
It's
shit.
The whales,
it's so
you guys.
Oh yeah,
the
whales. I forgot about them. I was excited to see some whales for a second.
Yeah. You mean to see them?
They
on
should
the
have
MRI
saw. They should. There should have been.
Yeah, they were.
What
that,
if there was like
PS1 graphic?
What if there was like magma whales, like in the core?
Cool.
Like,
oh, honestly,
what if like that's where whales came from? Was like the core.
Oh, that's
the
they're
oh
like.
Oh my
a, there's
god!
A, there's like a talking it's, whale. Like I am. All whales come from the core. Whale.
I feel like the geode is clearly the spot where you have the dinosaurs or whatever the fuck
yes.
living inside. Because they're like, oh, it's an air pod. Like it's nothing. That's crazy. Oh, it's a perfectly sealed geode. Like. Anything could live in there. Who fucking cares? Oh, they exist on fucking mold. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, you have a pocket where you're like, it is safe from lava, so things can be alive. And then it's just...
Yeah, they messed
it's
up.
So frustrating.
Yeah, they missed it. Yeah, they missed it.
I will say... Well, should we get into recommendations?
I mean, yeah, it's not... It's there's other ones to watch. I mean, there's like there's some... If you catch it on FX, watch that first, you know, two commercial breaks, you know, and then you got it. You can dip out.
Honestly, I wouldn't even necessarily go with that recommendation because, you know, that first chunk is the best part. So they're front loading those commercials. So you're going to have to be sitting around for like an hour and a half to get through that first 45 minutes. And I don't know if that's worth it for your time.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
If you're in the situation I was in where you had some leftover mushrooms from the Super Mario Brothers episode, take some of those, and you'll get at least a 3-star movie out of this, is what I'm saying. I gave this 3 stars. It's probably more like 2 or 2.5, but it made it more enjoyable. To be honest, I agree with Mike. I think the first 45 minutes or so is genuinely enjoyable on a B-level scale, or B-level. You know what I mean? Like that scene when he's... I love stuff like that, these dumb movies where like a scientist is explaining to like a board of members, like explain it like I'm 5, like, here is a peach. Here is the fire. This is what's going to happen to Earth. Like, that stuff is dumb and it's enjoyably dumb.
So,
but there's...
Dave, you're saying that if you can get high and watch this movie, it's okay.
Yes.
So you're saying that...
It's passable.
You're saying
it's passable.
That you did in fact get high to watch this movie. So when I said that you were high and you replied, wanna bet, you were in fact lying to the Apocalypse Video chat that you
yes,
didn't
I was
high.
Going to respond.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I
if
was
that's...
going to respond to your message with someone running away.
I don't know if that's a lie. I think that's just away. I think he's just saying wanna bet. He's making a very dumb bet because
yeah,
he
okay.
is high.
Yeah,
he's like, want to bet? I'm going to lose,
joke.
But
it
we can bet.
You want to bet on something that is a certainty because I've explicitly said out
well,
loud.
I assumed you were going to scroll. You were going to take a screenshot of the lower part of my review that said that had the tag, notice anything different about me? And that's when I would have responded with a gif of someone running away or jumping out a window.
You're mad.
Hey, just everyone out there, be careful with that wasteland weed. You don't know what you're getting.
You don't know what you're getting. You just can't know that the potency is all over. Some places.
Dave's body is like a mess from all the live wire already.
Well, why do you think that we're in the situation we're in now? Anyway, Ryan, you were about to say something. I cut you off earlier.
I don't remember.
We cut to commercial break. And, oh, damn. I'm sorry.
We did a slow fade out.
I don't remember.
Well, this one's on Mike's recommendation shelf. You know, he loves it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
more
it's,
lies.
It's on our film versation list.
Cody, would you recommend the core?
No, and I'm wondering, what are your guys' thoughts about destroying the only copy that the Apocalypse Wasteland has? Is that destruction of art and therefore bad, or is
it... I don't want to destroy it.
Okay.
I want to keep it. If it has to... If the only way to save it is to put it on my recommendation, I'll take
the
hit. All
right, okay. All right.
I feel like we've watched other movies that are more deserving of destruction. Than
agreed.
This.
I'm sure, but, you know, it's always tough to think... It's movies that are this boring, I think, are like they're more offensive to my sensibilities, because you're making a movie and they can be anything, and you choose to make
it have dinosaurs.
They could just have them. You could have a dinosaur or an alien
or mole
and
men.
You choose or mole men. Oh my God, David, if there was a race of mole people, this movie would go up to 6 stars. It's just so that's how I feel. It's just,
or maybe like the government is already down there doing shit.
That'd be cool.
What? Just
they run into like another Stanley Tucci down
Area
there.
Area 52.
Yeah.
Area 52. Oh my God.
I just yeah, exactly. So I know we've watched worse movies, but I don't know. I can't think of another. I mean, we've watched several. This goes into the tier of so boring.
It's kind of like the middle of actually, this isn't big. Like, remember we were talking about Yes, Madam, and I feel like the middle was we're like, oh God, that first 10 minutes, last 10 minutes were like the best movie of all time, and then just like nothing for an hour.
Well, I that movie switched gears and became a full on comedy.
Yeah,
it became
different.
A different movie.
Yeah, we just weren't expecting it.
Yeah. I think you'd enjoy it more if you watched it now.
Yeah.
But I honestly, like, I think like Black Hole, for instance, way more boring than this movie.
Yeah, this is better than Black Hole.
I'm trying to think of other ones. Are you looking at the list if there's other boring ones we've watched?
I like it more than Cutthroat Island.
I might agree with that.
I don't know, man.
I think, yeah.
Cutthroat Island has
I'm sure Janna somewhere in the wasteland is screaming right now. No!
I know. I feel bad to bring that up, but
I mean,
you can edit that out. Edit that out.
He's not going
just
to.
Just put a beep into it. I like it. Yeah, he'll put a beep. I like it more than Beep Island.
And then keeps the rest of the context in.
Trying to think if there's anything on. I'm kind of scrolling through Chad's library here to see if there's something I'm like, ugh. Like Waterworld's a way better movie.
Waterworld's better, yeah, for sure.
Thinking of like long kind of drawn out kind of things like that, like big kind of box office disasters.
Yeah. I think the thing I think I keep coming back to is back in the olden days when there was a different podcast on the airwaves, we covered a Friday the 13th movie that I just like had nothing to say, and I was aggressively mad about having
Jason X.
Yes, it was Jason X, and I think Jason X is better because it's got space and a metal Jason, but
it's shorter.
I remember that same feeling of just like, what do we talk about here? Like, there's a couple kills and the movie just doesn't exist. This movie doesn't even have kills that are cool. It has nothing.
Did you cover Jason X on a previous podcast? Because we've covered Jason X on this
I'm
podcast.
Not surprised. A certain guy heads up this podcast. He has a library that he likes to go through.
You guys can't see it right now, but I'm showing an image of a GIF of someone running away right now. I'm running away from this conversation.
There's a... Yeah, I mean, this is probably
so
up there.
When's the next
the
Bond
worst.
Movie, Dave?
This is probably one of the worst ones, I think, we've watched.
It's
probably
up there,
the top,
right?
Top three, at least. Top five.
Well, hold on a second. We're talking about Letterboxd. Ryan, you said in your Letterboxd review that you skimmed through the middle of this movie. What's that all about?
Yeah, I was hoping of getting some stuff, because I had to go drop my own Virgil, you know, during the middle of the movie.
Oh my God!
And,
are you insane?
And I thought maybe sitting in this pod, I would get more of the stuff I was missing, but really, it didn't sound like I'd missed anything. It's not, everything you guys talked about was stuff I saw, so I don't think I missed anything, but it did. There was a problem.
Wait, what's that noise? Oh. Ryan, what have you done? Everyone down! Hit the deck!
Oh my god, it's a full Gotham!
Duty!
Duty! Oh my god, what have you unleashed, Ryan? That's it. Well, that means we're all going to sit here and rewatch The Core because someone didn't take their duties responsibly.
Oh, jeez. Don't say duty. How's that?
Perfect.
I thought that'd be better than right now.
Right. Mike is just face-bobbing
hard now.
Oh, jeez,
Dave. Don't say duty.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
You know what's also really great is that you know, if the idea is to watch these two films for what you might encounter down there, The Core is like, you're not going to encounter nothing. There's nothing.
you're just drilling. What are you talking about? You're going to encounter crystalline things.
There's nothing cool.
There's no canyons.
There's a
no giant bugs.
There's no geode.
There's no dinosaurs.
They see some stuff on us. We're getting
We should save this for the episode.
This is the episode. What are you talking about? This is the episode. We're here.
There's nothing there. There's just screensavers.
Oh, what is static? I don't know what static is. Oh, I didn't program the machine if it sees nothing, because that's the least interesting option in a movie is to see nothing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Oh. Let's get into it.
Okay.